Unit 7. Collecting Garbage. Part B. Listen to Simon tell a reporter about the town's system for waste removal. Check true or false.
Simon, can you tell me about the town's new system for waste removal?
Of course. The city council has introduced an interesting new plan to help reduce the amount of waste that goes into landfills. The city landfills were being filled up too quickly, so the council decided to do something about it. It's turned out to be very successful and popular with residents.
Really? How does it work?
Well, each household has to divide their garbage into two different categories. Stuff that can be recycled, like glass, metal, and paper, and stuff that can't be recycled and has to be taken to the landfill. The goal of the project is to reduce the amount that people send to the landfill.
That's a good idea. Lots of people throw things out without thinking about whether they can be recycled or not.
That's true. So here's how the new system works. First of all, people are given different colored plastic bins for recycled materials. The blue bin is for plastic, the red one is for paper, and the green one is for glass and metal.
I see. So the recycling goes into the different colored bins.
Yes, but for their waste materials, people have to use special plastic bags, and they have to put a yellow sticker on each bag. They get 2 free yellow stickers per week. This means that each week they can put out 2 bags containing garbage. And if they want to put out more than that, they have to buy extra stickers.
How much do the extra stickers cost?
$2 each. So the idea is people must limit the amount they put out for landfill disposal and put out as much as they can for recycling. If they do put out more than 2 bags per week, they have to pay extra for it.
So what happens if someone puts out a garbage bag but forgets to put a sticker on it?
The garbage collectors won't take it.
I see. So how often do the garbage and recycling materials get picked up?
Once a week.
And is this plan proving to be successful?
Yes, it is. Since it was introduced last year, the amount that people put out for landfill disposal has dropped by over 50%. Another advantage is that the recycled materials are now being sold to recycling companies, and the profit goes to the city.
Part C. Listen again. Complete the sentences.
Simon, can you tell me about the town's new system for waste removal?
Of course. The city council has introduced an interesting new plan to help reduce the amount of waste that goes into landfills. The city landfills were being filled up too quickly, so the council decided to do something about it. It's turned out to be very successful and popular with residents.
Really? How does it work?
Well, each household has to divide their garbage into 2 different categories. Stuff that can be recycled, like glass, metal, and paper, and stuff that can't be recycled and has to be taken to the landfill. The goal of the project is to reduce the amount that people send to the landfill.
That's a good idea. Lots of people throw things out without thinking about whether they can be recycled or not.
That's true. So here's how the new system works. First of all, people are given different colored plastic bins for recycled materials. The blue bin is for plastic, the red one is for paper, and the green one is for glass and metal.
I see. So the recycling goes into the different colored bins.
Yes, but for their waste materials, people have to use special plastic bags, and they have to put a yellow sticker on each bag. They get 2 free yellow stickers per week. This means that each week they can put out 2 bags containing garbage. And if they want to put out more than that, they have to buy extra stickers.
How much do the extra stickers cost?
$2 each. So the idea is people must limit the amount they put out for landfill disposal and put out as much as they can for recycling. If they do put out more than 2 bags per week, they have to pay extra for it.
So what happens if someone puts out a garbage bag but forgets to put a sticker on it?
The garbage collectors won't take it.
I see. So how often do the garbage and recycling materials get picked up?
Once a week.
And is this plan proving to be successful?
Yes, it is. Since it was introduced last year, the amount that people put out for landfill disposal has dropped by over 50%. Another advantage is that the recycled materials are now being sold to recycling companies, and the profit goes to the city.